Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Florida Panthers struck first in the Stanley Cup Final with a convincing win over the Edmonton Oilers. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Sergei Bobrovsky was flawless as the Panthers knocked off the Oilers 3-0 in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Every win, it's a big win, and it's a long series, so we're gonna reset, refocus, and get ready for the next fight.
Bobrovsky made 32 saves and helped Florida kill off Edmonton's three power plays, notching his third career playoff shutout and second this year.
They are a good team, you know. They are a good offensive team, and I thought we protect the inside ice really good. So it was a good challenge. It was a good game.
Carter Verhaeghe netted the game winner, 3:59 after the opening faceoff. Evan Rodriguez tallied early in the second, and A2 Lustoranen added an empty netter with 5 seconds left. The Oilers lost despite holding the Panthers to 18 shots.
Oilers star Connor McDavid struggled in a scoreless Stanley Cup Final debut, but says he isn't hanging his head.
There was lots to like. We generated chances. We had looks. Not a ton of puck luck around their net. Some weird plays in there, but they're a good team. Give them credit. They did enough to win.
In tennis, the world's top-ranked female player picked up her third straight win at the French Open. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
23-year-old Iga Swiatek is the women's champ at the French Open. Although she got off to a rough start, Swiatek recalibrated her strokes and overwhelmed Jasmine Paolini with a 6-2, 6-1 victory. Swiatek earned her third consecutive championship at Roland Garros, saying, "I love this place." She stretched her French Open winning streak to 21 matches, and her career record there is now 35-2.
In horse racing, Dornick won the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga Racecourse, marking the sixth consecutive year a different horse won each of the three Triple Crown races. More on the latest in sports, including scores from around the diamond and more, coming up next. In Major League Baseball, a big day at the plate for Teoscar Hernandez helped the Dodgers rout the Yankees in the marquee matchup of the day. Correspondent Matt Mankiewicz in New York.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have now taken two games from the team with the best record in baseball, beating the New York Yankees Saturday night at Yankee Stadium by a deceptively one-sided 11-3 score. Deceptive because it was only a 4-2 game after seven innings. In the top of the eighth, Yankees reliever Tommy Canley loaded up the bases with a pair of walks and an error, setting the stage once again for last night's hero, Teoscar Hernandez, whose grand slam, his second homer of the night, blew the game open.
Incredible. Incredible. I mean, I know the ball went over the fence when I see my teammates in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. Like, the arms up. You just have to enjoy those moments. It's not going to happen every day. So I try to enjoy the best that I can.
Elsewhere in interleague play, the Guardians routed the Marlins 8-0. The Brewers edged the Tigers 5-4. The Giants bested the defending champion Rangers 3-1, and the Pirates blanked the Twins 4-0. In National League play, the Phillies smashed the Mets to open MLB's World Tour London Series. AP's Dave Ferry has more.
The Phillies opened their two-game series in London with a 7-2 downing of the Mets. Playing at the home of Premier League club West Ham, Bryce Harper treated fans to a soccer slide after hitting a tying home run, sparking a six-run fourth. Whit Merrifield capped the rally with a three-run blast. Phillies manager Rob Thompson.
I don't know what it was in the fourth, but we had really good at-bats, starting with Harp. And it was up and down the lineup. And Whit, that was a huge hit for Whit Merrifield.
Nick Castellanos went deep in the eighth to help Ranger Suarez improve to 10-1. Suarez allowed two runs and eight hits over 5 2/3. Sean Manaea was chased in the fourth, charged with six runs and seven hits.
The Nationals kept up their winning ways against the Braves. Correspondent Craig Heist was on the scene in Washington.
Nick Senzel homered, had three hits and three RBI, while Eddie Rosario drove in three runs to help lead the Nationals to a 7-3 win over the Braves. Washington has now won 5 of 7 games played between the two teams this year. Mackenzie Gore pitched into the sixth inning to earn his fifth win. He got out of a bases-loaded jam with two out in the first inning, getting Orlando Arcia to fly out to end the inning.
That was big. It was just kind of, the double happened, and then we got to a count where, I didn't want to give in there, and with the walk, with the base open. But it was big to be able to get out of that.
Braves starter Charlie Morton fell to 3-3, giving up 5 runs, 4 earned over 5 innings. Ozzie Albies drove in a run and Sean Murphy homered. The Braves have dropped 3 of 4 and are 9 games behind the Phillies in the NL East.
The Padres beat up the Diamondbacks 13-1. The Reds edged the Cubs 4-3, and the Rockies held off the Cardinals 6-5. In the American League, a fifth inning rally sparked the Royals as they doubled up the Mariners. Here's correspondent Greg Eklund in Kansas City.
The Kansas City Royals scored 3 runs in the fifth to grab the lead for good en route to an 8-4 win over the Seattle Mariners. Nick Lofton started the rally with an RBI single against Mariners starter Luis Castillo, who gave up a season-high 5 runs.
We just can't chase him around the zone. You know, we had to get good pitches that we can handle, and I think we did a really good job with that, sticking to our approaches, and, we just made him pitch.
Lofton hit from the 8th spot in the order, with the 7-9 hitters accounting for 5 of the Royals' 9 hits. Royals starter Alec Marsh got the win and recorded 8 strikeouts in 5-plus innings.
The Orioles beat the Rays 5-0. The Blue Jays blanked the A's 7-0. The White Sox handled the Red Sox 6-1. And the Astros routed the Angels 6-1. In a USA Basketball shocker, Caitlin Clark won't be headed to the Paris Olympics after being left off the women's national team roster. On the court in WNBA action, the Liberty stayed hot to end the Suns' unbeaten start. Correspondent Jane Ferry has the details.
The Liberty picked up their 6th consecutive win while handing the Sun their first loss of the season, 82-75. Sabrina Ionescu scored 24 points and helped New York erase a 5-point fourth-quarter deficit.
We understood this was a huge game for us, a statement game. They're undefeated. It's huge for the Commissioner Cup. And so we came in here regardless of how ugly the game was looking, how kind of sloppy it was at times. We just stayed poised and played our style of basketball.
Jonquel Jones added 22 points, including a 3-pointer that put the Liberty ahead 79-75. The Liberty had 27 assists on 31 field goals and improved to 10-2. DeWanna Bonner had 16 points to lead 6 Suns players in double figures, but Connecticut fell to 9-1. Alyssa Thomas provided 10 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.